All right, let's jump into this deep dive on Applied Materials' fourth quarter 2024 earnings release. We've got their press release, their earnings call, transcript, investor presentation, and even some extra coverage from SiliconANGLE. So much to dig through. You always have such a great pulse on the semiconductor industry. But for our listeners who might be tuning in for the first time, can you give us a quick overview of Applied Materials? What's their role in the chip-making world?
Sure. So think of Applied Materials like the Home Depot for companies making computer chips, the Intels and Samsungs of the world. When those giants need to build the super complex and crazy expensive equipment to make those tiny chips that power everything these days, they turn to Applied Materials.
So basically, if you want to understand the health of the entire chip industry, you got to watch Applied Materials.
Exactly. They're a pretty good indicator of what's coming down the pipeline for the whole sector.
Perfect. Okay, let's get into those numbers then. Applied Materials just wrapped up their fiscal year, and boy, did they wrap it up in style. Record quarterly revenue, a whopping $7.05 billion. That's a 5% jump compared to last year. And their earnings per share, also record-breaking, at $2.32. That's a 9% increase. And hold on to your hats, folks, because this is their fifth consecutive year of growth.
Now that is impressive. I mean, one good quarter, sure, sometimes you get lucky. But 5 years of consistent growth, that tells me they're riding some major long-term trends. You know, the things we keep talking about, AI, explosion of data, and of course that never-ending need for energy-efficient computing.
And Applied Materials is right there in the thick of it. One thing that really stood out to me was their Applied Global Services, AGS. These guys are raking it in. $1.64 billion in revenue just this quarter, an 11% jump year over year. Get this, their 21st consecutive quarter of growth. They've even locked down their first ever 5-year service agreements, which says a lot about how much their clients trust them. What's your take on this?
This service revenue is huge for Applied Materials, and for a few reasons. First off, these chip makers, they're already spending billions on equipment from Applied, but then they're turning around and saying, hey, we'll pay even more for your expertise and support. That shows a serious level of trust.
Like they know, Applied Materials is the real deal.
Exactly. The second thing to consider is that service revenue. That's usually much more predictable than equipment sales. Equipment sales can go up and down with the economy, but service contracts, those are nice and steady.
Provide some stability in a sometimes unpredictable market.
You got it.
Okay, but now here's where things get a little confusing for me. Even though Applied Materials beat earnings and revenue expectations, their stock actually dipped after the announcement. What gives? Is the market really that sensitive?
The market can be pretty finicky sometimes. Remember, investors are always looking ahead, trying to anticipate what's next. And even though Applied Materials numbers were great, their revenue guidance for next quarter, their projection was just a tad under what some analysts were hoping for, $7.15 billion projected.
So, a little bit of a slowdown?
Well, maybe not even a slowdown, but just not that massive growth they've been on. And investors sometimes, they get spooked by anything that hints at a potential dip.
So even though they're doing incredibly well, they're getting punished for not exceeding already sky-high expectations by an even bigger margin.
Pretty much. It just goes to show how much pressure these companies are under, especially in a field as fast-moving and competitive as semiconductors.
Got to constantly be pushing the envelope.
Right. And let's not forget the bigger picture either. There's a lot of uncertainty in the global economy right now. Inflation, interest rates, people talking about a possible recession. It makes investors a bit more cautious, even when the news is good.
Makes sense. Okay, well, let's try to set aside the stock market drama for a minute and really dig into some of the specifics here. Some of these growth areas for Applied Materials are really impressive. For instance, their revenue from what they call leading edge logic, basically the most advanced chip making tech out there, that more than doubled this year, over $2.5 billion.
Yeah. Leading edge logic, that's the bleeding edge of chip making, the stuff that pushes the limits of speed and performance.
So the real high-end stuff.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating is that this trickles down. Take DRAM, for example. That's the memory in your computer. Mm. Their DRAM revenue shot up by 60% year over year.
Wow, that's huge. And then there's advanced packaging. This is how they fit all those different chips together in increasingly clever ways. Their revenue in this area has tripled over the past 4 years. They're now at $1.7 billion.
Yeah.
So what's driving this incredible growth across all these different areas?
Well, I think it all comes back to that same fundamental trend, this insatiable demand for more powerful, more energy-efficient computing.
We just can't get enough.
Nope. And it's everything driving it. Artificial intelligence, the mountains of data we're generating, the shift to cloud computing, all of it requires more and more processing power packed into smaller and smaller spaces.
And Applied Materials is essentially providing the tools to make it all happen.
You got it. They're like the suppliers of picks and shovels in this digital gold rush.
Love that analogy.
Yeah.
But it's not all smooth sailing, right? We've got to talk about China. The revenue from China has taken a pretty big hit, down 28% year over year. What's the story there?
Well, there are a couple of factors at play here. First, demand for certain types of memory chips in China has softened a bit. That's going to impact any company selling into that market.
Makes sense.
But the bigger issue is the ongoing U.S. government restrictions on selling advanced chip-making technology to Chinese companies.
Right. Those have been in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, those restrictions have created a lot of uncertainty for companies like Applied Materials, and it's definitely a major reason for that revenue decline in China.
It's a tricky situation, though, isn't it? Because at the same time, China is investing massively in building its own domestic chip industry. They want to be less reliant on foreign companies, which is understandable. Could this be a long-term threat to Applied Materials?
It's definitely a risk they need to manage carefully. In the short term, those US restrictions might actually be helping Applied Materials because it's limiting competition from Chinese companies that would have otherwise relied on their technology.
So it's a double-edged sword in a way.
Exactly. But in the long run, if China really does become self-sufficient in chip making, that could shrink Applied Materials market significantly.
Yeah, that's a big if, though.
It is. And there's another layer of complexity here, too. The US government is also currently investigating Applied Materials dealings in China.
Adding even more uncertainty to the mix.
Right. So there's a lot of potential for volatility in that market.
Absolutely. Something to keep a close eye on. Now, let's talk about something that really piqued my interest. CEO Gary Dickerson has been talking a lot about the future of chip making, and he's placing a huge emphasis on something called materials engineering, even going so far as to call it the key to the industry's future. What exactly is materials engineering, and why is it so crucial?
Well, Dickerson is basically saying that we're hitting a wall. For decades, the name of the game in chip making has been making transistors smaller and smaller.
Cramming more and more power into a tiny space.
Exactly. But we're reaching the physical limits of what's possible with traditional silicon-based
So you
chips.
can't just keep shrinking things forever.
Right. So instead of just trying to make things smaller, the industry needs to start thinking about building chips out of entirely new materials.
Oh, so it's kind of like we've been building houses out of wood for centuries, but now we're starting to experiment with super strong plastics, 3D printed metals, even bamboo.
That's a great analogy. It's about finding new and more efficient ways to build.
I love it.
And that's what materials engineering in the chip world is all about. Imagine chips made from materials that are more energy efficient, more durable, can handle even more complex
That
calculations.
could unlock a whole new level of performance.
Absolutely. It could open up possibilities we haven't even thought of yet.
It sounds like Applied Materials is betting big on this being the future.
They're positioning themselves to be the leading supplier of the tools and technologies needed for this new era of chip making.
So they want to be the ones supplying the hammers and nails for this new way of building chips. It's a
Exactly.
bold move and potentially a game changer.
It is, and it really highlights how Applied Materials is thinking long term. They're
Yeah.
not just focused on next quarter's earnings, they're looking years, even decades ahead.
Trying to anticipate the next big wave of technological innovation.
And they want to be riding that wave when it comes up.
It's fascinating stuff. All right. I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Let's take a quick pause and turn it over to you, our listeners. What are your initial thoughts on Applied Materials performance and this whole idea of materials engineering being the future of chip making? What stands out to you the most? Think about it for a minute. We'll be right back to dig even deeper in just a moment.
Yeah, it's a bit of a puzzle, isn't it? I mean, on the one hand, Applied Materials is firing on all cylinders, record revenue, solid growth, investing in cutting-edge technology. But then you see that stock dip and it makes you wonder.
Yeah, like is Wall Street missing the bigger picture here?
Well, I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, that uncertainty in the global economy is making investors nervous. They're looking for any sign that things might be slowing down.
Even if it's just a tiny blip.
Right, and remember, Applied Materials customers are those big chip makers. If demand for chips starts to weaken, it'll hit Applied Materials eventually.
So their current success might be based on orders placed months ago when the outlook was more optimistic.
Exactly. And that stock dip could be investors anticipating a potential slowdown down the line.
So it's not necessarily about Applied Materials themselves, but more about the overall health of the tech sector and the global economy.
You got it. There are concerns about inflation, rising interest rates, even the possibility of a recession.
And if businesses and consumers start cutting back on spending, new electronics are often one of the first things to go.
Right, which means lower demand for chips, which then impacts Applied Materials.
It's a domino effect, starting with the macro economy and rippling all the way down to the companies making the equipment to make the chips.
Precisely. That's why investors are being so cautious, even when companies like Applied Materials are posting strong results. They're looking for any hint that the party might be ending.
Okay, well, let's play devil's advocate for a minute. Let's say the economy stays strong and demand for chips keeps growing. What are some of the other challenges and opportunities Applied Materials faces moving forward?
Well, one of the biggest, as we've already touched on, is navigating those geopolitical tensions surrounding China.
That's a tough one.
It really is. They've got to balance their business interests in a rapidly growing market like China with the restrictions imposed by their own government.
And it's not just about following the rules. They're also facing competition from China's own ambitions to become a global leader in chip making.
Absolutely. China is pouring billions into its domestic chip industry, and that pressure is only going to increase.
So Applied Materials needs to stay ahead of the game.
They do. They need to be pushing the boundaries of innovation to maintain their competitive edge. That focus on materials engineering we discussed earlier, that's going to be crucial.
Innovation is key. But where do you see the biggest opportunities for growth for Applied Materials in the future?
There are several promising avenues. First, as we've already discussed, the demand for chips specifically designed for AI applications is exploding. Applied Materials is in a prime position to benefit from that by providing the specialized equipment needed to manufacture those chips.
We talked earlier about that boom in advanced packaging, but I'm still a bit fuzzy on why that area is so promising and how Applied Materials fits into the picture.
Sure. Advanced packaging is all about finding creative ways to connect different types of chips together. It's like building a 3D puzzle. This allows for greater performance, lower power consumption, and more compact designs, all critical for things like AI, high-performance computing, and even mobile devices.
So it's not just about making individual chips better. It's about figuring out how to combine them in smarter ways.
Exactly.
It's like taking those amazing Lego creations you used to build as a kid and making them even more intricate and functional.
I love that analogy. And Applied Materials is supplying the tools and technologies that make these intricate chip combinations possible. They're developing new materials, processes, and equipment specifically for advanced packaging.
It's like they're providing the instruction manual for building the next generation of superpowered Lego creations.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget about their services segment, AGS. It's a real powerhouse, and it's a testament to their ability to adapt and evolve.
You keep mentioning AGS. What's driving their success in services?
Chipmaking is becoming incredibly complex. It requires incredibly specialized knowledge and expertise. Applied Materials is leveraging their deep understanding of chipmaking processes to offer a wide range of services, everything from installation and maintenance to optimization and even consulting.
So they're not just selling the tools, they're becoming trusted advisors and partners to their customers, helping them navigate this increasingly complex industry.
Exactly. They're becoming a one-stop shop for chipmakers, and that approach is clearly working, judging by their long-term service agreements and that consistent growth we talked about earlier.
It's fascinating to see how Applied Materials, a company that was traditionally focused on selling equipment, is evolving to offer a more holistic, service-oriented approach.
That adaptability is crucial in an industry as dynamic as semiconductors. The companies that can anticipate and respond to shifts in demand, technological advancements, and geopolitical winds will be the ones that thrive in the long run.
So while there are certainly challenges ahead, it sounds like Applied Materials is also well-positioned to capitalize on some incredible opportunities.
Absolutely. And for anyone who really wants to understand the future of technology, things like artificial intelligence, high performance computing, even the metaverse, paying attention to what Applied Materials is doing is incredibly insightful. They're not just making chips. They're building the foundation for the next wave of technological innovation.
It's like getting a sneak peek behind the curtain of the digital revolution. All right, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Let's pause again for a moment and turn back to you, our listener. Now that we've explored some of the challenges and opportunities Applied Materials faces, what are your thoughts? Do you share their optimism about the future of materials engineering? What risks stand out to you the most? Hold those thoughts. We'll wrap up with some key takeaways and final thoughts in just a moment. It's a lot to process, for sure. Mm-hmm. Applied Materials is clearly a major player in the chip-making world, but they're not operating in a vacuum. Their future success depends on a whole bunch of factors outside their control.
That's the nature of the game, especially in a globalized industry like this one.
All right, so let's wrap this up for our listeners. What are the key takeaways from this deep dive into Applied Materials earnings?
Well, I think the first takeaway is that Applied Materials is a force to be reckoned with. They're consistently delivering strong financial results, and their investments in key areas like materials engineering and advanced packaging show they're committed to staying ahead of the technology curve.
And they're not just focused on selling equipment anymore. Their service business is booming, which means they're building deep relationships with their customers.
Right. That service revenue is a really smart move. It provides stability and strengthens those customer relationships.
But as we've discussed, there are some potential headwinds too. The uncertainty surrounding China is a big one, and the possibility of a global economic slowdown could definitely impact their growth.
And of course, they're always going to be facing competition. Innovation is never ending in this industry.
So it's a mix of excitement and caution.
I think that's a good way to put it. There's a lot to be optimistic about, but also some risks to keep in mind. And this brings me to one final thought I'd like to leave our listeners with. Applied Materials' story is about more than just chips and circuit boards. Their innovations are going to have a ripple effect across countless industries. They're impacting everything from artificial intelligence to high-performance computing.
It's a reminder that these seemingly dry earnings reports actually offer a glimpse into the future.
Right. And so here's the question I'd like everyone to ponder. As Applied Materials continues to push the boundaries of what's possible with chip making, what impact will their innovations have on our lives?
That's a great question. It's easy to get caught up in the numbers and the stock prices, but we need to remember that technology is ultimately a tool, and its impact depends on how we choose to use it.
Exactly.
Well, that's a wrap for this deep dive into Applied Materials. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep thinking critically about the forces shaping our world.